AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. A verdict in the New Hampshire prep school murder case. Owen LaBrie was found not guilty of the most serious charges against him, but was convicted of misdemeanors that can result in prison time when he's sentenced. Prosecutor Scott Murray says he's pleased with the partial victory for the 15-year-old victim in the case.
The verdict returned by the jury is a testament to the courage and the stamina and the endurance of a young woman who was sexually violated and managed to navigate her way through the criminal justice system to obtain some measure of justice.
LaBrie was accused of forcing himself on the girl in a building at St. Paul's School in Concord 2 days before he graduated in 2014. After causing severe flooding and mudslides in parts of the Caribbean, Tropical Storm Erica is headed through the Bahamas and is expected to make its way to Florida by Monday. Governor Rick Scott.
I declared a state of emergency this morning, which allows us to make sure, put every resource, including the National Guard, emergency management team, make sure everybody's getting prepared.
For people in places like Pembroke Pines, it's meant a trip to Costco to stock up on supplies.
I'm preparing, taking gas and water, everything.
She talked about the storm preparations with WSVN-TV. Emergency preparations are also underway in Georgia and South Carolina. President Obama today is predicting relations with Iran will improve once the new nuclear deal is in place.
This is going to happen pretty quick because we both have a shared interest in not just preventing Iran from getting a nuclear weapon, but also making sure that they're not sending weapons to Hezbollah, that they're not destabilizing, that Iran's not destabilizing its neighbors.
The president's comments come as momentum for the Iran accord grows on Capitol Hill. Lawmakers will vote next month on a resolution on whether to reject it. On Wall Street at this hour, as we head to the close, the Dow down just 15 points. This is AP Radio News. Former President George W. Bush returned to New Orleans today to mark the 10th anniversary of Hurricane Katrina.
The disaster marked one of the lowest points of his presidency, but George W. Bush says today he sees a renewed confidence in New Orleans.
We see the spirit in the population that has ticked back up as families settled back down.
Bush says perhaps most inspiring is the overhaul of New Orleans' school system.
This isn't a theoretical exercise. It's important for our country to look at New Orleans and realize this is an exercise of implementing a plan which works.
Still, critics question the progress and lament the loss of neighborhood schools. I'm Ben Thomas.
Just a year, over a year after his death, Robin Williams' family is in a battle over his estate. An attorney representing Susan Williams is asking a San Francisco judge to help resolve the property issue if she cannot reach an agreement with Robin Williams' children. The two sides are planning to meet next week. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.